Well, you never know who you're going to meet out here in Flushing Meadow Park. But I think we've met before.
I think this time you kind of have an idea who you're going to meet.
Phil, you're sticking in here right to the sweet or bitter or somewhere in between end, right?
Oh, yeah. Every time I do a fixed time race, I always stay out there to the very end.
Phil, you must be surprised and pleased and combination of things about how you've done the last 6 days.
Yeah, I'm very happy with how everything went. It's been just a great experience. My body seems to be holding together more or less. I think my feet are hamburger, but I didn't really have any, you know, major physical problems. You never know things that could go wrong like in something like this. And and it was a great experience just all around.
Well, I'm looking across there, the lady with the red hat, the Polly Cunningham, who said that it was your push in the 6 day pace that certainly helped push her along too. Probably a lot of people were inspired by what you did here.
Oh, well, that was just because right after the start of the start of the 6 day, which was noon yesterday, I was just short of 400 miles, and I was going along, and I felt comfortable. It was a beautiful day, perfect weather. Couldn't have asked for better conditions. And I was going along, and I thought, well, let's just keep this nice, comfortable pace, going 9 miles up until 400. And then I thought, well, let's just keep it going as long as we can. And I don't know what I was thinking, like how long I was going to be able to sustain it, but I sustained it for like a good 7 hours, it ends up. And thanks to the help of my crew and my handler, Otto Lamb, because he was working like a dog getting things ready for me. And you know, it's strange because you think about it, it was like a 13-minute per mile pace, which is really not fast by most standards, but it was and it felt comfortable for a while, but then it felt like I was pushing it, and then the wind came in, and I thought, well, that was fun. Let's just go back to our regular scheduled program.
So all kinds of intuitive things happen that you just inspire to do something, go ahead and do it, and then see what happens next.
Exactly. It's an experiment. And, you know, the whole point is to see what you're capable of and to see what's possible. And so I had the opportunity. I thought I felt good. Let's just see how long I can keep it going.
Now, at the end of the day or the end of the next, 2 hours, you're going to have a number on the board. Are you going to be happy with that?
Yes, absolutely. I had numerical goals going in, but that was, some of it was just kind of naive, some of it was kind of pulling out of midair. In the end, I was totally prepared to, like, push for some high, super high mileage and to crash and fall apart.
And I to take risks.
Take risks. And I kind of started out taking risks and pushing for high mileage. But fortunately, I didn't crash or fall apart. And I still ended up with a total that I'm very, very proud of.
Now, you're the American record holder in 48 hours. And it's a different race, 2 days versus 6 days.
Yes. The one thing people ask me about the most is sleep. And 48 hours, my record run, I didn't get any sleep at all. I laid down for a few minutes at a time. But I went for 48 hours without sleep. But that's not the main difference. Because when Otto, my handler, came on Thursday night, he, you know, I was trying to say, okay, do you have food? Are you okay? You know, and he says, don't worry about me, just focus. And I said, no, focus is not the right word, because it's something different from focus, because you're here, this is what you're doing, you just have to be there doing that.
In the moment.
In the moment, yeah.
Phil, I think many people have been inspired by you, and certainly it's been great to be able to have a chance to chat with you. Will we see you here again next year or some year in the future?
Most likely some year in the future. I don't know if I'm ready to do it again next year. You know, I still have a lot of goals for like 24 hours or shorter ultras where... But I definitely want to come back and do this again at some point.
Good experience.
Thank you. Yeah, good, very good experience.
Thank you.